Blog Talk Radio.
Your name is a strong tower, Jesus. To you belong all power, Jesus. Whenever I call your name, you always come and make a way. Your name is a strong tower, Jesus. Ooh, yeah. Your name is a strong tower, Jesus. To you belong all power.
Everybody open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah.
Yeah. Can we lift our hands together one time? My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Oh.
Of your heart tonight. Sing, my heart cries, Lord.
My heart cries, my heart cries for more of you.
Yeah. The name of this song is just simply Total Praise.
gladly bow the knee.
Thank you. God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displays. Then sings my
brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be unto you, multiplied unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. It's just good to be in the presence of the Lord to start the week praising and blessing his holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So hallelujah, we praise his name. We thank him for his goodness. We thank him for his grace. We thank him for his love. We thank him for his mercy. Oh, Father, we bless your name. Father, we praise your name. Father, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We adore you. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Lord, for taking care of our kids, our children, grandchildren, great-grand, those that are connected to us, our brothers and our sisters, our nieces, our nephews, Lord, our spouses. Thank you, Lord, for watching over our parents, oh God, those that parents that are alive, grandparents that are alive. Thank you, Lord, for watching over our aunts and uncles. Thank you, Lord, for watching over this ministry, every member, oh God. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Oh, Father, we adore you. We worship you. Hallelujah. We say thank you. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Thank you, Jesus. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We praise your holy name. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy, O God. Hallelujah. Glory, honor, power belongs to you, Jesus. We bow down before you. We worship you, Lord, in the beauty of your holiness. How great thou art! How great thou art! Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Wherever you are, begin to open your mouth and praise the name of Jesus. His name is worthy. His name is worthy of praise, glory, honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for salvation. Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice that you made for us on the cross. We say thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the beginning and the end. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Jesus. Jesus, 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 what a wonder you are. Hallelujah. So, Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Lord, we repent of all the sins we have committed in thoughts, in words, in deeds. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Rain down your mercy, oh God, upon us, oh God. We repent, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us in the name of Jesus. We pray for mercy, 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 in the name of Jesus. Mercy for our children, mercy for our grandchildren, mercy for our parents. Oh God, mercy, 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 mercy for our siblings, mercy for our nieces and nephews, mercy for our spouses, mercy for those that are connected to us, mercy for our aunts and uncles, mercy, oh God, mercy for those under the sound of my voice, mercy for myself, mercy for my family, mercy, Jesus. Corporate mercy, mercy for this nation, mercy for our states that we're in, mercy for our cities, oh God, mercy for our countries, oh God, mercy, oh God, mercy, oh God, be merciful, mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash us, let the blood of Jesus cleanse, let the blood of Jesus purify us, release the blood of Jesus. Let it flow like a tsunami in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus in the airways, the stratosphere, the atmosphere, the blood of Jesus. We cover our children in the blood of Jesus. We cover our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We cover our nieces, our nephews in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak. 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 The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus into our neighborhoods, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus in our zip codes, the blood of Jesus in our homes, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We cover everything connected to us in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood wash away our sins. Let the blood cleanse us in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. And our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we put the armor on ourselves, on our children, in the name of Jesus, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, armor on our spouses, armor on everyone, under the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you for the armor. Father, this morning, we ask you to send your holy angels, divine angelic assistance to lead us or guide us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let your holy angels minister your biddings to us in the name of Jesus. Send your holy angels to us, oh God, as individuals. Oh, Father God, send your holy angels to us as cooperatively in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let your holy angels guide, lead us in the name of Jesus to your biddings, minister to us in the name of Jesus. Lord, this morning we pray for a fresh anointing, fresh anointing, fresh outpouring of your anointing, oh God. We pray for refreshing, the fresh anointing. Let the anointing refresh our spirit. Let your anointing refresh our souls. Let your anointing refresh our bodies. We pray for refreshing, a refreshing, a refreshing in the name of Jesus. Refresh our spirit. Refresh our souls. Refresh our bodies in the name of Jesus. Refresh right our relationship with one another in the name of Jesus. Teach us to love as you love. Teach us to give as you give. We are dependent on you. Holy Spirit, take preeminence. Take charge. We surrender to you. We decrease and you increase. Take the absolute, complete authority over our lives. Perfect all that concerns us. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, move in our lives. Move in our families. Move in his ministry. Move in our wounds. Move in our physical bodies. We pray for healing. We pray for deliverance. We pray for restoration in the name of Jesus. We pray for reconciliation in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you for a special favor, special grace, shielding around us in the name of Jesus. What do you have, my son? Father God, you shield your righteous. You shield your righteous with your favor. Favor is a shield in the name of Jesus. We pray for courage. We pray for wisdom. We pray that you will call us to do all what you've called us to do. Give us that spirit of obedience in the name of Jesus. Teach us how to love as you love. Forgive as you forgive us in the name of Jesus. Make the crooked places straight in the name of Jesus. Make the crooked places straight in the name of Jesus. Father God, what do you must say? Touch the heart of each and every one under the sound of my voice. Open that heart to receive what you're speaking to us this morning in the name of Jesus. Yeah, oh, Father God, empower us. Empower us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're guiding us, you're protecting us, you're leading us. We thank you, Lord, Father, we can depend on you 100% plus in the name of Jesus. All our trust is in you, Jesus. We love you. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful and beautiful day. In Jesus' name we pray. And let all God's people say amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. 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 We bless the name of Jesus. Right after this worship song, we're going to get into the Word. Get your Bibles. God has a word for you this morning. Get your Bibles. Most importantly, have your heart ready to receive what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking. Right after this song, we're going to come with the Word and prayers in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. To those of you that's just joining us, we welcome you. We love you in the name of Jesus. You are welcome. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul,
oh,
my Savior
God,
to
thee.
How great thou art.
How great.
Christ shall come. We shout the acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart.
Shall fill my heart.
Then I shall bow with humble adoration and be proclaimed. My God, how bright thou art.
Then sing my soul.
Hallelujah. Father, as I bring your word forth, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, Jesus, all of you and none of me. Let your word come forth in the anointing and the power of your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. In advance, we thank you for what you have already done. We thank you that we'll receive what you have done in the spirit realm on our behalf in the name of Jesus. We give you praises and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So this morning, we're going to look at Revelations chapter 3, verse 20, and I'm going to take you to it a little bit this morning. I'm not going to keep you long. Revelations 3:20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and will sup with him, and he with me." This is Jesus Christ speaking. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice," that still small voice of Jesus, hallelujah, "will open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him." So Jesus is standing, knocking at the door of our lives, the door of our hearts, in the name, in his mighty and wonderful name. Hallelujah. Why don't we give him a chance? Why don't we open our ears to hear that knock? Because what did he say? He said, "If any man hears my voice," that means he is softly knocking. He, you know, there's different types of knock where people can come forcefully and knock and you will hear it. He's not coming like the police officer or angry friend or whatever. He's not coming in, but he's coming and he's knocking softly. And that means you must be expected. That means your ears must be open to hear that knock on the door. Because many times we miss that knock because we're looking for the loud, boisterous knock. But sometimes Many times it comes so soft. It comes so soft that we miss it. It is so thick that we miss it. Those that ears are in tune to the Spirit, what the Spirit is speaking, can hear His voice and open the door. Not only can you hear that voice, you can discern the voice, because sometimes Satan will come as a one angel of light to fool you. But Jesus, hallelujah, will never ever do that. He stands at the door of your heart softly and knocking. There's a soul that says Jesus is tenderly calling you. There's another soul that says, can you hear the master calling you? The master's call. It's not about death. He's calling you right now. Hallelujah. Will you open the door of your heart and allow him to come in? And not only does he come in, have you prepared for him that he can sit with you? He said, and I will sup with, and will sup with him. He will sup with you, and he with me. So there will be, when you open that door, he will come in, and then he will sup with you. Give Jesus a chance. Give Jesus a chance. Give him a chance. Give him a chance. Open that door of your heart. Open the door of your heart. Hallelujah. Then let's go. You got to give him a chance. John 2. This is the Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's a God of a first, second, third, fourth, fifth chance. Hallelujah. That's the love that he has for us. He will never let you be ashamed of disgrace. He will always be there for you as long as you open that door of your heart and allow him to come in. He's the best kind of friend. Hallelujah. Your friends will let you down, but Jesus will not let you down. Sometimes we open the door of our hearts to friends, and they betray us. When we open the door of our hearts, what I'm saying, you're allowed, sometimes you allow your friends to come into your life again, that personal space of your life. You give that friend that personal space, and they come and take advantage of you, and you end up being hurt because you opened the wrong door. But this morning it's time to open the right door. Amen. In the name of Jesus, when we look at John chapter 2, you see, Jesus, hallelujah, will never let you down. In John chapter 2 talks about Jesus. That's the first miracle. When he went to Cana to a wedding feast and the wine ran out. He and his disciples and his mother was there. The wine ran out and his mother told Jesus. They ran out of wine. Even though he said, mother, what have I to do with this? But he listened to his mother. He told them to fill the barrels, and that water was changed into wine. Hallelujah, the first feast. Hallelujah, the first miracle. Hallelujah. What am I saying to you this morning? Hallelujah. That means that the wine, the last, was the best. Oh, and usually they will give the best wine in the beginning. But Jesus did turn that water into wine when the master of the feast tasted it. He said, whoa, what am I saying to you? Give Jesus a chance. Give him a chance. That's why Jesus' mother told him, says, do whatever he asks you to do, do it. Whatever he says to you, do it. When you open that door, do what he says that you for you to do. Be obedient. Do it. When he sits at the table, eats with you, do what he says to do. Horia Masateriako. He is with you. He said, fill the water pots. They fill the water pots. And no shame and disgrace came to the bride or her family. Hallelujah. Because it would have been such a disgrace. But Jesus came and wiped that shame and wiped that disgrace from the face of the family that was having this wedding, because Jesus' mother knew what he could do, and he did it. Hallelujah. Wipe that shame. Wipe that. He didn't even allow it to come upon them. He didn't even allow it much more. The wine was finished, but Jesus stepped in. Jesus would never, ever allow shame or disgrace to come to you. Do you hear what I'm saying to you, my sisters? Do you hear what I'm saying to you, my brothers? Jesus will never allow it. Behold, he stands at the door. Open that door. Do what he says that you should do. And no disappointment, no shame, no disgrace will come to you. Why? Regardless of whatever you're going through. Yes, it's your fault. You did not buy enough. You did not do it. But Jesus will step in and turn that situation all in your favor. Do you hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Give Jesus a chance. Give him a chance. Give Jesus a chance. Hallelujah. Then let me tell you what happened. Hallelujah. And when we look at Luke chapter 5, we see that the disciples, they before they even became disciples, they had come by. Luke chapter 5, let me just read it. And it came to pass, as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, to hear the word, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by that lake, for the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered in one of the ships, which was Simon, and prayed him that he would thrust a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Hallelujah. Jesus, you see, Simon Peter allowed Jesus to come and sit in that ship. Simon Peter allowed Jesus to teach the people from that ship. The thing is, when Jesus comes in and you do, and he asks you to do, and you do what he says, hallelujah, to allow Jesus to come into your life. Allow Jesus. Allow him. Let him come in. Let him come in. Let him sup with you. Let him come in. Hallelujah. Everywhere Jesus goes, he's doing good. Hallelujah. He will never fail you. Hallelujah. So Simon, allow him. And then after he finished preaching, you see he's a rewarder of those out of my Sunday who diligently seek him. He told the disciples, hallelujah. He told Simon, launch into the deep and let your nets, he didn't say net, launch into the deep, let your nets for a drunk. And Simon answering with his hand said, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, you see, I say obedience, well, I will let down the nets. King James says nets. Jesus said nets. Simon Peter said, well, I'm going to let down a net. Holy must say, and when they had done that, all the great multitude of other ship that was there to put, because there was a lot of fish. Whatever it was, does it represent restoration of your finances? You might think it's you're low in finances. You think you can't make it. You don't have a job. Things don't look right. Jesus is saying, launch into the deep. Let down your nets. Do you trust him? Let me tell you, because when those nets were filled up with the fish, do you think all those nets were for nothing? Hallelujah. And Simon Peter and the other boat, they were able to take that fish, carry it to the marketplace, and they made it. They sold so much in the name of Jesus. So there was an overflow of finances. I'm speaking to you this morning. Somebody, if they will allow Jesus to take absolute control, your finances are going to go to an overflow. Who am I speaking to? Let down your nets. Let down your nets. Financial blessings is coming to you. Give Jesus a chance. Allow him to come into your ship, your boat of life. Trust him. You might think you don't have it, but when Jesus comes in, everything is, hallelujah, will be all right. Everything will be all right. Everything will be all right. Everything will be all right. When you allow him to come in, give him a chance. Give him a chance. It is not over until God says it is over. Hallelujah. Then I know Jesus asked a friend, Lazarus. He had three friends, Mother Mary and Lazarus. Lazarus was sick. But he must be there. And Jesus still went on preaching. What am I saying? Yes, Saturday. Yeah, Martha had opened her home to Jesus. Martha had given Jesus the hospitality. Martha, Mary had sat at his feet. There were people that Jesus loved. They opened their doors. He supped with them. He spent time with them in Bethany. But all of a sudden, Lazarus was sick. He fell dead. Hallelujah. Here comes the master. What is his name? Jesus. Jesus. Jesus stepped in. Here master. He doesn't come when you want him to come, but he comes right on time. He is the resurrection. He is the life. He's a friend. He will never ever let you die. He never let Lazarus die. They put Lazarus in a tomb for 4 days, sticking rotten. I don't know about your life. Maybe you're in a tomb, sticking rotten. Maybe things do not look right for you. And you feel Jesus has neglected you, but he has not. Yes, Jesus said, Lazarus, come on, Lazarus, come on. He just said it one time, and Lazarus came up, and his face was burning, his hands were burning, his foot was burning. Not only did he raise Lazarus, he said, loose him, take it, loose him. Not only will Jesus raise you from your situation, but he will loose you from every evil. All of my sins, anything the enemy has had you bound in, he will loose you. Yet, what am I saying? He will open your spiritual eyes. Give Jesus a chance. Give Jesus a chance. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you to the end of time. Oh my God, Jesus displayed his glory. He displayed his glory. All those people standing at the grave site. Hallelujah. Jesus is about to use you to display his glory. Yet get on my side to that day. Oh, I met a man from Galilee. He has died. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Even when you're in the wrong, hallelujah, he steps in. The woman caught in the act of adultery. Yes, she was wrong. Yes, she had sinned. Yet they were about to stone her to death. She deserved that stoning to death. But Jesus stepped in. He said, yeah, let him without sin cast the first stone. No one could do it. He said, woman, where are your accusers? Oh, she said, I see them no more. He said, now go and sin no more. Even in her act of adultery, even in her sin, Jesus stepped in. Jesus stood in the gap for her. He's the righteous judge. He's our advocate. He's our counselor. He stands in the gap. What am I saying? He said you cannot kill her. He stands between death and life. You cannot stool her. Who are you to touch her? Who are you to stool her? What am I? You self-righteous people. What am I saying? Look, take a look at your life. What am I saying? You have done some heady things. I'm just saying what I believe that Jesus may have said. They have thought to say to them, they have to take a look where he said, let him without sin cast the first stone. They have to think about it. They knew they could not stone that woman because Jesus stepped in. Where are your accusers? Those who have accused you. Jesus is here to rescue you. Give Jesus a chance. He said to the woman, go and sin no more. Go and sin no more. Hallelujah. Give Jesus a chance. He's the best kind of friend. He said, lo, I am with you always. Your friends will let you down. Your parents will let you down. Your siblings will let you die. Your children will let you die. But Jesus will never let you down. Give Jesus a chance. Behold, I stand at a door and knock. If any man hears my voice, I will come in with him and sup. Father, this morning, we thank you for your word. I pray, Lord, that your word encourage your children. I know it encouraged me. Forgive us sometimes, Lord. We don't give Jesus everything. We keep some for ourselves. But we surrender everything to Jesus. Everything. Everything, oh God, to Jesus. Every part of our lives. That he will perfect everything that concerns us. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for giving us more enough chances. No shame of this grace came. The sickness did not take us out. The betrayal did not take us out. Oh, God. You step in. No disgrace came to us. No death came to us. You step right in. And for that, we praise you. We know that you're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. What you did yesterday, you can do even more today and more tomorrow. So we put our faith and our trust in you. And we thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Bless God for you joining us this morning. I am Apostle Marco Puraboyu. I pray that you have a blessed week, a blessed Sunday. Be safe. We love you. Remember to give Jesus a chance. God bless you.